The Saints had the most non-Saints draft ever for 2 days. Then on day three, Mickey Loomis was back. We recap it all only the way Saints Happy Hour. Ken Thomas, hit that intro.
Barstool Mincy of Barstool Sports here. I'm good friends with the Saints Happy Hour podcast, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm really just friends with Andrew Hughes, so I support him because I feel sorry for him. Good dude, but way too bougie to take seriously when it comes to football.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong because you know it's true.
Ralph? If he was an NFL GM, a team would never win a freaking game. Trade this, sign this guy. Awful ideas and armchair quarterbacking, full-blown panic every show.
Marquez Callaway.
With Dave, here's the key. When he talks, just mute or fast forward 5 minutes. Hopefully he's done talking by then and headed back to the bathroom where he seems to eternally live.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made.
Jesus Christ.
Then Kevin, man, why the hell is he still on the show? He doesn't even watch the damn games, and somehow they keep inviting him.
Butteridge wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Podcasting poverty, man. Who dat?
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch and remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. Smash that like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/Saints Happy Hour and get 2 months for free. Annual patrons get a special welcome gift of our Saints season survival mug. Get one before they run out. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Jennifer for signing up, becoming annual patrons this week. And I want to give a special shout out to patron, friend of the program extraordinaire, Dave Nikolai gave us, all of us football cards that are amazing. I have them here. They're in just sleeves. They're all kinds of Saints, random guys. This one here was offensive to me. He sent me a David Carr football card.
I love that.
It's funny, but I was a little bit hurt. And Nikolai just thought that he could just come at me from the top rope. But thanks, Nikolai.
Yeah, he sent me a bunch of Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram cards and running back cards. And there was a, he knows I'm a Tulane guy. So there was a Ryan Griffin card in there. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So we want to remind people, if you're watching on the live stream, you should donate using Twitch. If we reach $100 again, Dave, tonight, I will drink 2 mini bar bottles from my gigantic bar collection that spans decades. I have Deep Eddie Cranberry. This is from 2020. That'll be exciting. This one scares me because it's called New Amsterdam Pineapple, and it's from a hotel room my wife got in Amsterdam when she went to Amsterdam. The problem is, I think she went to Amsterdam before Obama was president. I know it was before Max was born, so it is a long time ago. So that is frightening.
Wait, in old Amsterdam, they had New Amsterdam vodka?
Did she have fun?
She did. She went to like the Cat Museum. She went to the Anne Frank House. You know, she rode a bike. She had fries with mayonnaise.
Did she cafe and go to the Van Gogh Museum?
She did the whole
Netherland thing. So by the way, I want to remind people our off season MVP contest is underway. Have you ever wanted to be on the main show? You could tell Kevin to shut up, not tonight because he's not here, but you could enjoy Dave going to the bathroom, or you could grill Andrew about his sources. You can't do it tonight because he's
late.
Not here either.
Yeah.
He's not late again.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
The person who donates the most each week gets entered into our drawing to sit in with us on the main show. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader for this episode already?
We do. Thanks to King Dizzy for subscribing and Hatchet John for 500 bits. We are already 10% way to getting Ralph wasted again.
So plus anyone who donates any amount gets entered into a drawing to get one of our crew to taste some cups before they disappear forever, unless I order more from Dave. But we're all down to like 12 Taysom, crew to Taysom cups. So get in the raffle, you get one. There'll be a collector's item before you know it. Dave, what are you drinking tonight? I'm drinking Shiner Strawberry Blonde.
Oh, you're such a good Texan boy drinking the Shiner. I am drinking, I've never had this before. This is Equilibrium MC Squared. It's a double IPA. You can't see the can, but it's got a little Einstein on there. And honestly, I just opened this and started drinking it, and I'm not really crazy about it. It's all right.
So here's the thing for the draft, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have Kevin, our draft expert aficionado. And by the way,
did that happen this weekend?
Yeah, it did, Dave. I know you were on a guy's trip, bonding and golfing and drinking
and having sex.
Yeah. So, but I want to say it again. Kevin just killed the draft. He knew come hard. He knew every player. He did like 800 mocks. If you are a patron, you should listen to me and Kevin. We did like, I think, 3 draft recap shows over the weekend, recapping every Saints pick but the last one. They're amazing. You should listen to it. But the draft was really interesting, Dave, because there was just chaos in the first round, trades up, and like the Saints weren't involved in any of it. And it was just really surprising that they picked Brissy at 29. They picked Foskey Bear at 40. They picked Kendra Miller at 71, and like no trade ups. Of course, they didn't trade down. Let's not be crazy.
Not for naught, though. I mean, not for not trying. They didn't.
No, they tried. Of course they tried. I mean, of course they tried.
Which one did they? I never read the article. Which one did they try to trade up for?
They tried to trade. They almost had something done with Minnesota, I think.
In the second round?
In the first round. They were trying to trade up to 23. So they were trying to move up in the first round. It didn't work out. But as we know, like, that's Mickey Loomis's superpower, right? God saves him from the moves that he wants to make but can't. So that makes me more excited about the picks. Like when Mickey Loomis when I feel like
that's a good point.
I feel like when Mickey Loomis can't do something, I feel really good about it. Now, the last time Zach Bond, granted, that didn't work out. He tried to give everything away to get Zach Bond, and they ended up getting him. So that didn't work out. But I feel like since that didn't work out, this set's going to work out.
If only he could have been stopped from the Troutman trade-up somehow. If only the universe could have intervened.
I'm not a big fish guy.
We'll get to the Troutman in a minute. You know, thinking about this draft, the thing that kind of frightened me, Dave, is I really like it. Like, it doesn't have any picks where you're like, what the hell are they doing? Like, when they traded up for Troutman, you're like, you traded up for this tight end from Dayton, or you traded up, you gave up 2 firsts for a defensive lineman from San Antonio Junior College. Like, what are you, like, it didn't have any, like, really, like, head scratcher moves. They all, like, every single move they did made complete sense that they made it, and there was no like, wow, what the hell are they doing moves. And that sort of scares me. Like, I would rather be like, have like at least like 2 or 3 picks where we can argue and I'd be like, I don't like it, what they're doing. But this draft, I'm like, this draft is really good, really solid. I would equate it to like going to your favorite restaurant and just ordering the meal that you know you're gonna like, you know, like no surprises. And that's what it was.
I mean, that's a great analogy. I agree. First of all, they got, how many guys did we get? We got like 7, 6.
Seven. They got 7.
Yeah. So, okay. Last week, I set the over at 6.5 or whatever.
You nailed
it. We all
said
under. Well, we all said under, and they hit the over. So that's a win. And look, Kevin, we all know Kevin wants a trade down. Yeah. That was never going to happen. Mickey Loomis doesn't even
24 consecutive trade ups.
Right. He does not. It's just not even possible. I was actually thinking, like, if there's a team that's behind the Saints and they want to trade up and they look at like who's ahead of them. I mean, at this point, like, surely every other GM is like, oh, the Saints are on. Like, they don't even bother calling Mickey to see if he's willing to trade down. Like, right. I have to assume like his reputation precedes himself.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The NBA Finals are heating up. Looking for hot takes on all the postseason action? The Old Man and the Three, presented by BMW, is the podcast to listen to for the ultimate finals coverage. Host and former NBA sharpshooter J.J. Redick not only has a plugged-in perspective on the action from his time in the league, but he's also announcing the games in real time for ESPN. J.J. has the ultimate insider point of view, and he's taking you along for the ride as he breaks down the best defensive schemes, dunks, and drives from each game. And speaking of incredible drives, there's no better place to tune into your new favorite podcast, The Old Man and the Three, than in a standard-setting BMW. Luxury meets power to create a wholly new driving experience. Push the limits this NBA season with the brand that set the ultimate standard, BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Honestly, for Kevin, I think it's a win because staying put in the first three rounds, that's for the Saints, that's the equivalent of trading down. So, I mean, it's great. And again, like you said, they picked good guys. I didn't watch. I tried to join the live show.
You did. I'll give you credit. You
I don't know what
join,
was going on with my Discord. I was literally in Beau Rivage's sports book. It probably would have been horrible, and the sound quality would have been terrible.
But it would have been on brand.
It would have been on brand. And for some reason, I don't know why, I could hear you guys. You guys couldn't hear me. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, so I did watch the first round a little bit. And all of the reports that I read all the grades. And like everything was... The highest was an A-, and the lowest was a B-. There were no C's. You know, there were no A-pluses, but there were no C's. I mean, it was right in the meaty part of the curve, and I think that's pretty good. I think we've got to be pretty happy with that. Pretty satisfied.
The Saints draft, I think the grade really came down. I think it was lower because people just disagreed with the Foskey pick. Like, most people rated Foskey as, like, a third-round guy. And I really think... This is one thing I wish Andrew or Kevin were here because they know it. They know Andrew because he grinds the tape and Kevin because he did 800 mock drafts. But I really feel like this draft and people in the chat on Twitch can hop in too. I really feel like this draft is going to be solid. But the thing that's going to make it either really good or just okay is the Foskey pick, because they had to choose between Isaiah Foskey and Keon White. And they were kind of both the same. They had like the same Raz, the same build. They were both defensive ends. And the Saints had to pick, like, which one do you want at 40? They had the choice of both. That's why they didn't trade up, because they were like, as long as one of them is on the board, we're good. So, so I think that's the thing, because probably both of them aren't going to be good, because that's just how the draft works out. So I feel like if Foskey's really good, this draft, we'll look back at it in 2 or 3 years and be like, that's the guts of the team. This draft was a B plus, A minus. If Foskey's kind of like a bust or just like a guy and like not that good, we'll be like, it's like a C plus, B minus. Like, I think the draft, like, it hinges on Foskey Bear. Like, he's got to be good for the draft to be like really a great draft.
I don't know. First of all, Ralph, your cat is having one of those nights. Yeah. But I don't know anything about Keon White, but what I do know about Foskey Bear, since they've drafted him, is that he's like the team leader in sacks.
Yes.
Like that's crazy to me. He's got to be pretty freaking good.
Making it rain.
If the guy's got more career sacks in Notre Dame than anybody, I mean, Notre Dame, Jesus Christ, he's been around.
Yes.
He's been around for how many years? I mean, that's crazy. That's years. When I heard that, I was like, oh shit. Like, all right, this is good. I got him. You know. But I mean, look, they addressed pass rush. Dennis Allen is a defensive coach. I've said this whole time. When Peyton was coaching, I think he was an offensive minded guy. I think that showed on the field. The offense was always great. The defense was always middling at best. And so when you've got a defensive minded coach like Dennis Allen, I am expecting the defense to be better than the offense. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. But that's great. Pass rush has been addressed, obviously, because Onyemata, all those guys, they left. We had to fill those needs. It's good. Yeah, it's.
I like it because I feel like when you double dip on the defensive line, like
CYA, cover your ass, man.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the thing: like this is a fourth first round pick if you count Marcus two firsts, Peyton Turner and Brissy, right? But you added Foskey Bear. That's five picks. Like, I don't think both of them are going to be bad. So I feel like the defensive line, one of those two guys is going to be good, and that's really going to help the defense. So I like that pick there. And like you said, I never understood, because Andrew, I'm kind of glad he's not here now that I think about it, Dave, because he would just be taking a victory lap because he picked Percy, he picked Foskey Bear. Like, he would just be insufferable.
Fuck you,
it's good that he's not here. But the thing that he always said is, like, the Saints love Foskey Bear. And I looked at it once I kind of, when Andrew said that and I saw other people say it on Twitter, Nick Underhill and different people, I looked at it and I was like, it just, because he's almost identical to Marcus Davenport, except he had more production in college. So I was always like, why is he a third round pick? Like, it just, like, for a guy to have all the physical traits and production at Notre Dame, which you mentioned before, Notre Dame, big time school, known brand. Like, it just,
well,
it
yeah,
was,
I, well,
it was
but
really
as
weird
King, as
that
King
he wasn't
DZ,
a first round pick.
Yeah, as King DZ is pointing out in the chat, he's asking me to name a great Notre Dame defensive front seven in NFL history.
Ooh,
you know, obviously, which I mean,
Mike Golick?
No, Rudy. The answer is Rudy. We're done here.
Tigers.
Moving on.
That is a great I can name one. Bryant Young, 49ers.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. That's co-sign. Butteridge says Justin Tuck.
That's the list. But that's it. That's the list.
So Jason Champagne says, too bad Raz doesn't measure heart, because Foskey would be a 9+ and Davenport would be a -10. And that's cool. I want to say this about Isaiah
Foskey. That's a great comment.
It does.
Foskey wants to be great.
He loves football. And the thing is,
that's
that was really cool
Rest.
Is he had a friend that was like in the hospital, and on draft night, he like went over there and was like, the picture was a little weird on social because it was like Isaiah Foskey in the hospital. I think it was his friend's dad, and it was a little, the photo was a little weird, but the sentiment of like, hey, it's my draft night, but he's my guy. I'm going to go be with him and support him when he's having a family issue in the hospital. That was really cool. I just, you know, what do we have? We had 5 years of Marcus Tufers, and like, how often did we say, I just don't know if he gives a damn about football.
Like, well, you said five years, but I mean, he only played half the time. So it's right. More like 2.5 years.
That's right.
Maybe even a little less. Yeah. Look, I'm happy to be moving on. By the way,
Marcus Davenport is going to be wearing the number 0 for Minnesota.
Good for him. Just,
fitting.
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad-free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get Breaking Saints News Podcast, Saints Player Grades, early access to shows, and behind-the-scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world-famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
I'm hoping maybe this draft will be kind of like the 2014 draft, where we just hit everything, and it's kind of like a rebuild / reset. Yeah. That would be great.
2014 what? Was
no, sorry, good. 2017. Sorry,
2017. I don't think it's going to be
when we hit on the offensive and defensive rookies of the year.
I think it's going to be more like 2016. Where you remember 2016, they got Sheldon Rankins.
Yeah.
They got Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
They got Von Bell. And they traded up for Von Bell. And I think I'm missing. They got one. Oh, they got Onyemata.
Mm-hmm.
So like that draft.
Were those the only 4 people they got?
They had one more, I think. I'll look it up. But like that draft is like, you know, Michael Thomas. Tremendous.
Well,
Ralph. I think it's time we just had a big.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Oh, Jesus.
Hit the breaking
big
news
10K
siren.
Bid donation from Head Chili. Fosky Bear would not be worse than Tufers.
Wow. Wow. People, the destroy Ralph's liver is one of your best ideas.
Is that $100 right there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Wow. So,
Head Chili is my new god.
So Head Chili, that's always a great guy. So Head Chili, you get to choose. Do you want me to do New Amsterdam pineapple or do you want me to do cranberry? Which one do you want me to do first?
Yeah, we await your reply. And while we await your reply, I wanted to ask, so I saw that in the third round we drafted the Kendra running
Miller.
Back.
The Kendra Miller TCU.
And
pineapple. He says pineapple.
And Tajay was available. Yeah. How many people were upset? Were people upset that we didn't go with Tajay? And I'll just say this. After the draft, the news has now come out that he like doesn't have an ACL.
Yeah,
one knee, and right. Look, I got to be honest. That would be a serious concern to me. I love Tajay, basically the diagnosis seems to be like he doesn't have an ACL, so it's fine short term, but long term, like he's not. You know, he's got a few years, and then.
But like, if you draft a guy,
I'd take him anyway. If I'm going to get 3 great years, I'd take 3-4 years of Tajay over 6 years of. Just because it would be fun, just for the fun fact.
Oh my god!
And I'd still think, I think he would be great.
This scares me.
What did he pick? He picked a pineapple.
He picked a pineapple. Head Chili. This scares me because it doesn't smell like anything. Like it doesn't smell good. It doesn't smell bad. This really scares me.
If Rob dies, that's on you, man.
Maybe Sally already drank it and then replaced it with water so you didn't notice.
Maybe.
She's secretly an alcoholic.
Before I get to this, I want to do one thought on Tajay Spears is that I was disappointed that the Saints didn't pick him at the time, but I was at a roller skate party for my son at a birthday party, so I wasn't like enmeshed in Twitter and all that.
Did you roller skate?
Dave, please. If I would have roller skated, we wouldn't be doing the podcast because I'd be in traction. I roller skate. Please. My God. No. They did have they have at roller rinks now that though that you can get like a walker on wheels to like train you to roller. They didn't have that when I was a kid. But
they didn't. You're right. They didn't.
But I wasn't that upset that they didn't pick Tajay Spears. And I didn't know about the ACL when they picked him. But the thing is, I'm really biased against Kendra Miller for him because TCU won me quite a bit of money last year gambling. They won a ton of close games. And I know everybody remembers them losing in the Big 12 championship and then getting to the national championship game and just getting mauled by Georgia. But Kendra Miller got hurt. He sprained his knee. He didn't play in the championship. He was so good for them all year. So I really like that pick. That's another pick. I really like it. I like it so much. It scares me. Okay. I'm going to drink this. Dave, this scares me.
I do. Oh, was that the whole thing?
Yeah. Look at this.
I mean, I will give you credit. You you take the whole thing. I couldn't do that. I couldn't just drink a whole bottle.
That was terrible. I hate you. I hate you, Jerry. It tasted like cleaning alcohol. If I die, I want a Dateline episode, and I want you to say that he started drinking mini bar things and he might have been poisoned. I'm just saying, put that out there. It tasted like cleaning fluid. Whew.
Doesn't surprise me, but that was from 2020. You got off easy.
No, this was the Amsterdam one. This was the one that I didn't know. I don't remember the year. So Sally, when did you go to Amsterdam? She didn't answer me. She's too engrossed in the Astros. Jason Champagne says Andrew's dad, who once again made it on time where his son couldn't, ask is trivia coming back. Trivia will be back after next week, because now once we get through the draft, we'll have the slower time. Then we have the segment of trivia, which Budrich does an amazing job. And by the way, people, Budrich was doing spaces on the draft. I hopped into a couple. They were really fun to listen to. But Dave, I'll say it again. Like Tajay Spears, like the Saints picking him, it didn't really upset me that much. I'll say.
Yeah, and I'm not that upset either, I guess. Well, actually, I don't know.
Was there any move?
It would have been fun. It would have been.
Is that the move you hated that you didn't? They didn't get your guy.
No. I hate that they traded up for a quarterback. Are we kidding me?
Jack,
you know what? I did listen to the podcast you and Kevin did. I think we listened to it Sunday morning on the way to the golf course. And you know, Kevin said he wasn't crazy about it, but he was, I hate it. I think it's so stupid. I was listening to the Locked On Saints podcast, earlier. And
friend
he
of the
was
program,
like
Ross Jackson,
right? And Ross was he sounded like he was in love with it because you know, it's what a good organization does. They get
I mean
back
the
us,
pictures
blah, blah, blah.
Of Jack Hayner in his Saints jerseys when he's like 9 and 10 years old, like the Reggie Bush and the Jimmy Graham jersey. I mean, he put them on Twitter and they're freaking adorable. So I mean, like, that makes me
well happy. but Ross was like saying like it's a good pick, and I'm like, what about Garrett Grayson and Sean Canfield? Like
Ian Book?
This is Ian. Well, he mentioned Ian Book, but I don't think he remembered Sean Canfield and
Sean
Garrett
Canfield
Grayson.
Might be before Ross Jackson's time.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's a long time.
This is the same exact thing. This is just a throwaway pick.
But it's not a throwaway pick. They traded two picks to do it.
At best, he was going to be the backup. Nobody is saying this guy is going to be starter material. You didn't draft us. Nobody is saying this guy could potentially, he's got raw talent and could potentially even one day be a starter.
Like, what's
everybody is, hold on. Everybody is saying that this guy's ceiling is like backup material. Like that's going to be his job in the NFL. He's not going to be a starter. He's going to be a backup. And like, that's fine. There's room for those types of players. But to trade up, to draft this guy, who, when your history says the guy's going to be off the roster in 2 years because we don't know what the who's developing this guy? Who's developing him?
You don't trust Pete Carmichael?
That to me, that was a dumb pick. And I'm trying to remember what Ross Jackson said specifically because I wanted to be accurate about it.
Well,
and yes, I love Ross Jackson. He does a great job.
He does.
They came out with eight podcasts every day,
the way he's professional, he's got the smooth voice.
He's got access, and he was at the practice facility during the draft, I think.
He's just Ross Jackson. His personal story is amazing. We need to have him back on, friend of the program. But the thing about it is, though, Dave, is like, I guess even if you're right that he's a backup, like, if he's
saying that, okay? I'm not saying that. That is what literally
everyone says, quote unquote, expert, guru, whatever. Like, what's the value? Like, what would you, what, like, if I told you he was Gardner Minshew quality, and if the Saints, In 2 years, like, they're going to be really good and they're going to need him for a month and he's going to go 2-2 as the backup quarterback. He's going to start. They're going to need him to play. Like, I think that's worth like what the Saints gave it. Like, a backup quarterback that doesn't sink your season.
Did they have to get him? They had to.
Like, that's the thing we'll get to in a second. Like, Mickey Loomis, his trade ups. GM gone wild the last day. It's the least surprising thing ever. But here's the thing. His trade-ups were good. Like, and it started with Kendra Miller. Like, they picked Kendra Miller, and he was like the first of four running backs to go in the third round. Then they traded up. They got Nick Salvadori. He was the first of six offensive linemen. Salvadori. There's Andrew. He was the first of six offensive linemen to go, and then they traded up for Jack Haener, and he was the first of seven quarterbacks to go in the first round, the fourth and fifth round. So,
look,
you can't argue that they couldn't trade up if they wanted Jack Haener. The Rams, Sean McVay was like crestfallen that he couldn't get Jack Haener. So. Yeah.
Look, that's great, but like Lewis SCFC is saying in the chat, like, we don't have a franchise quarterback, so why not? Well, first of all, we're paying Derek Carr like a franchise quarterback, so we better have a franchise quarterback. So why not take a flyer on drafting one? Yeah, in theory, in a vacuum, that's a good idea. But I have not seen anything from this organization in the last 15 years. And again, I'm talking about Garrett Grayson. I'm talking about Sean Canfield. I'm talking about Ian Book. I have seen nothing from this organization that shows to me that they can draft a developmental type quarterback and grow him and mold him into being a good backup quarterback. Chase Daniels was good, but I don't know if we did that. Do we know that Chase Daniels is good?
I mean, I know he made $45 million in the NFL, but do we have any indication or fact of film?
I mean, a lot of NFL teams wanted him as their backup consistently.
He's my hero. He started like three games his entire
career. Ryan, the LSU guy who went to the Packers.
Matt Flynn.
I mean, Matt Flynn and Chase Daniel, I think, are the platonic forms of backup quarterbacks. That is who you strive to be as a backup quarterback.
I'm starting to think that Haener is becoming the Derek versus David Carr phenomenon, because I have heard Ralph call him Jack about 15 times now.
I want to call him Jack Black, and I don't know why. Call him like Jack Black, Jack Handy. It's very weird.
Now,
the things that go in
deep
my head.
Thoughts.
All right, so thank you for joining us, Huge. Thank you for getting here. All right, listen.
We're glad you could carve some time out for us.
Go ahead and take your freaking victory lap.
I'm going to get a drink.
Frosky, just go ahead and take your victory.
Wait, who? Frosky?
Frosky Bear.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait till Dave comes back.
All right, and I'm gonna drink this.
I'm staying right here. Then let's go. Come
on. I'm gonna drink this while we
bend
wait.
The knee,
for...
Bend the knee, Dave.
Bend the knee. That was.
Can you? I don't know if you can pull this up, Thomas, but can you pull up the podcast from last week where I talk about who the Saints like and who they should draft? And they pretty much did exactly what I mean, said.
It's like you should pull that up, and we should
maybe if you weren't late, Andrew.
we should make Thomas. Seriously, you should pull that up. You should make it a commercial, and we should run it on YouTube in front of other Saints podcasts like Nick Underhill and Ross Jackson. And we should be like, yeah, those podcasts are great, but our guy literally was like nailing the draft. That would be rude. It probably would probably get ostracized and then never come back on the show. But all right, so Andrew, before you got here, people already donated $100. Head Chili Jerry,
he
donated, and I got to drink this. It's Deep Eddie Cranberry, and it's from 2019.
No, it's a vintage.
It's vintage. It smells like cranberry. I'm not as scared as the Amsterdam one that was from my wife's trip from Amsterdam before Max was born.
How was the last one compared to the ones from last week?
Awful, awful.
What was the first thing you took to the face?
New Amsterdam pineapple. There is a 20% chance that this was turpentine and Shelly's trying to poison me. Like, I am not going to lie. So
she wants to get rid of you.
Well, I got the life insurance. She can collect life insurance and get somebody younger and with two working arms. All right, let's go.
And maybe even some working internet.
That's
good,
right.
Video. Yeah.
That's right.
Your video is frozen. Stream.
Oh. That's right. All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, my God, that was worse. Oh, my God, that was worse. It tasted like cranberry with like a hint of like sawdust.
Are you drinking liqueurs? Like, are they sweet?
No, it was like chalky. It was like
what it was that cranberry vodka?
Deep Eddie Cranberry, real cranberry from Austin, Texas, handcrafted in small batches.
But what's the alcohol?
30%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
30% alcohol by volume.
But what is it? Is it vodka? Gin?
Yeah, it's like cranberry flavored. It's like, you know,
yeah, it's like
absolute
cranberry flavored vodka.
Cranberry vodka. Okay.
It was terrible is what it was. But Andrew, I'm glad you joined us at this point because the Saints, look, we make fun of it, or Kevin's not here, so he freaks out about the trade ups, but say whatever you want about Mickey Loomis, but like Kendra Miller, Salvadori, and
Salieri. It's Mozart.
I'm pretty sure you mispronounced Kendra Miller also.
Yeah, all of those picks, they had to take Miller at the point where they had to take him, and they had to trade up for the other two. Like, right. there's no debate. Like, they had to do what they had to do to get those players.
I mean, I don't know. I came in late and didn't really hear what Dave was complaining about, but I don't know.
He hates the quarterback pick. That's what he.
Oh, he hates the quarterback pick. Yeah. Okay.
Am I wrong? Do you don't agree with me?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what bugs me the most about Haener is it's like, well, you know, he completed 72% of his passes and he's 6 foot and he loves Drew Brees. He modeled his game after him. And, you know, he even wore number 9 in college. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, like, imitation Drew Brees is never going to be as good as the actual thing, right?
But we have
Kirkland
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Yeah, Jake Haener, Kirkland Drew Brees. That's his new nickname.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But we have
Drew Brees at home.
We'll see how he develops. But that was the one pick I'm with you that I was like, yeah. But overall, I'm really happy with the draft. I thought the first three rounds, I thought it kind of played out perfectly. The draft came to the Saints. They filled positions of need. They got good players. I was really happy with that. And yeah, they traded up. They moved around a bunch after that. But I'll be honest, like, when you're trading up in the fourth, fifth, sixth round, I could care less. Like, if you're giving up, as long as you're not giving up top three round picks the next year, If you want to move up, go get a guy, and you give up a fifth year or a seventh there, I don't care.
And they're getting two fourth round comps next year,
so I'm sure they'll package and move up. You know, it's fine.
I'm excited, and I said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm excited that they didn't give up the Denver 2024 second round pick.
Yeah.
Because now we can hate watch the Broncos. Then Sean Payton saying that the Denver analytics are on a level. We can hate watch the Broncos, and that's going to be a top 45 pick because the AFC is loaded.
I know Jim Mora isn't a big fish guy, and apparently neither is Dennis Allen.
That's right.
But that was kind of the head turner for me. The Trautman trade was interesting because as you look at how this draft went, and I would put tight end as a position of need. But when you think about the positions that were needed, I feel like they filled every single one. I mean, you could argue maybe they could have gotten a linebacker and they didn't, and that's fine. But besides that, you look at Trautman, they lost the tight end to go get A.T. Perry. They didn't gain any in this draft, and they lost one.
Can we just slow our roll on losing Trautman? Trautman, he scored 4 touchdowns. That's as many draft picks as the Saints traded
Addition
to get him.
By subtraction,
yeah.
Andrew.
Like, that's how it's called. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Here's the thing. I wonder, Andrew.
God, that drop was so bad. It was on fourth down, too. Oh, my God.
And the holding penalty against Atlanta. The Tennessee false start. Like, you know, just all around terrible. But
he's so bad.
I hate him so much.
Does this mean, Andrew, that Foster Moreau... The prognosis might be pretty good. Like I think
that's what I keep hearing. So I'm hopeful that, you know, we'll be able to get him going eventually. I mean, that would be great. But yeah, Juwan Johnson, you still got Taysom Hill, but I don't know. Like, I'm not feeling great about tight end.
I mean, are you telling me there is no tight end available or that will come available in August?
Tight ends are hard to find.
I mean, you can find a guy that can block. I mean, like a Max Williams or Cameron Braid. I mean, I know the free agents.
Max Mabro.
The tight ends are sad. I realize the free agent list is sad, but like, come on. Like, I don't think there's going to be a moment in 2023, Dave, where we're going to be like, God damn, they traded Trautman. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I just saw the comment from Nikolai, and I got to say real quick, man, what a giver. Nikolai, man, that dude is always like thinking about us, going out of his way to send us stuff, and that is so thoughtful, man. And you know, my kids, my son in particular, likes that stuff.
Did he send you a David Carr?
He did. Well, he sent me a Derek one.
He sent
that. That checks. That tracks.
Yeah.
Andrew gets a Derek Carr one. Ralph gets a David.
Wait,
Carr
Ralph,
one.
did you just hold up Derek Carr and say David? Though, I mean, I don't know.
That's,
for
no,
sure.
That's, no, that's that is David. Carr. He sent me a David. Okay, that is in fact a David Carr.
Okay. I can never be sure when you say David if you mean it or not. You know.
So. Yeah.
Nikolai's the man, and really thoughtful. Appreciated the little care package that you sent. But yeah, I don't know. The tight end is interesting. Like it's like looking at the other side of the draft, tight end and linebacker are kind of the two positions where I'm like, it's okay. It's they better not get injured.
Well, that's a great segue, Andrew, from talking about linebacker to our next topic of and Thomas. I won't even mention. People should still donate because. Even though I drank both of them, you should still donate to support the show because my microphone is about to crap out. I literally am holding the wire.
My microphone.
So it doesn't crap out. So you should donate so we can have the best equipment that we can possibly afford. But that's a great segue, Andrew, to potential UDFA sons because I think there is a potential that Dave, he wanted Smoke Monday so bad last year. Right, that he was willing to trade up, and we got him to go to a Olive Garden and make a fool of himself for fun and games. I think we could do it again because they have Tulane linebacker Nick Anderson. They Saints signed him as a UDFA. The UDFA list, it's pretty strong. Like, I see a bunch of guys that have pathways to make the team.
That was to you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the punter is interesting, Lou Headley, because Blake Gillikin, low-key, was not very good last year. You got a tight end on there, Joel Wilson.
I mean, right? Thomas, do you have a picture of the punter? We need to talk about the punter.
I do already? Okay. Even the already, highlights, because, if you want.
I mean, we got highlight. This punter, Andrew, I'm not saying that Dennis Allen should be afraid if he has to cut him. I'm just saying, look at him.
Oh, he's my got the God. Was he in prison?
I'm just saying I would
is
be afraid
his entire
to have to
body
cut that
covered
man.
In tattoos?
Yes. I would be afraid to cut that man. They'll pay him in money drops. They're going to pay him in money drops. Like, I want him to be the same.
Can we zoom in? Enhance.
I think they're going to pay him with 7 cigarettes for yard work.
This is crazy. What is...
And he's from Australia, and he's like 29 years old. Like,
he's unemployable.
Yeah, tell the Saints that.
I mean, they got... But Andrew, they got Group as the kicker, and they got Headley as the punter.
It's weird because, like, the bottom on his legs, it doesn't look like he has any tattoos. It's just the waist, from the penis up, he's all tattoo.
I mean, I gotta say, like,
I mean, is this what he's got? What's going on? Is this a tribal?
Who's
is he
the
like
kid?
A tribal? I'm not concerned about the kid. Don't bring him in. No, don't bring him in. He didn't do anything.
He's holding a football to his head like it's a revolver.
I mean, is this like a tribal thing in Australia? I don't want to insult anybody. Like, around his belly button, he's got like a... looks like the face of a bull. I don't know what's going on.
Have they decided on Hard Knocks yet?
Kinda like
I
it.
Need
Let's
that.
Go for it.
I need
oh, yeah.
Saints.
This kid looks...
That looks like Damien from The Omen.
That looks like my wife. That looks like my wife, like, at 4 years old.
Wow.
I guess we shouldn't sink too low. This is someone's child, after all.
That's right. No. But, Andrew, to that point, like...
But the tattoo does go all the way up to his knuckles. We can see that, though.
I mean...
Wow.
Look at Thomas rocking some punter highlights here.
This guy played for Miami?
He played for Miami.
Oh, he fit right in with the tattoos. This all tracks now. This makes total sense. This makes total sense.
Miami slander.
Why do I get the feeling this guy's going to be best friends with Carl Granderson?
Oh, my God.
They're going to share cell.
I need the Saints on Hard Knocks so bad. So bad. You got Jamal Williams. You got Headley. You got Granderson. I need it so bad. But Andrew, to the point, like, as we think about the UDFA adopted sun draft coming up when training camp starts, I mean, picking a punter. Gillikin was terrible. They made Lutz take a pay cut. You could go Group. Like, it's not unreasonable to think the Saints would replace one or both of their kickers.
Yeah, sure. But I'm not taking the bait this year, Ralph. I know what you're doing. I don't like it. You're fishing for information. Trying to get in my head and be like, well, who's Juju going to pick so I can snake him?
Yeah.
I will not be engaging in any UDFA talk with you, Ralph, prior
it's
to the
annoying.
Draft.
You're like, I got work today. I can't talk to you today, Ralph. I can't talk about UDFAs. I have work and responsibilities as a man in Charlottesville. It was annoying.
I'm really dating myself here, but to see two guys in this UDFA class named Shaq and Anfernee, it is really taking me back. I feel like I'm back to the Orlando Magic days.
I gotta pick the guy named Orgy, like that guy and me are like meant to be together, and he's got like a 9.4 RAS, like. I mean, who doesn't love an orgy?
Especially an Anthony orgy.
Sorry.
Ralph was alluding to it earlier, Andrew, and, you know...
Nick Anderson.
Yeah, about Nick Anderson, because obviously that's who I would want for my undrafted free agent.
You better be starting to think about what you're prepared to do.
No, see, that's where I'm going. I'm not doing a damn thing. Number one, I don't think any of you are going to pick him. Especially not you, Andrew, because I think you think you're too good for Nick Anderson. No, I think you're too good for Nick Anderson. I don't think you will. I don't think you would soil your reputation just to do that. I don't think you would sully your good name just out of spite. I think you're going to take the guy that you think really is going to win this contest, and I don't think that you think.
And we all that know Nick that's Anderson is not that a two-lane player. Mark Evans has a lower res than me.
I don't think that you think that Nick Anderson is that guy. I think Nick Anderson can be that guy. So I'm not going to do anything for him because I know he'll be available when I want to take him. And also because if you take, yes, I do. That's right. That's right. So
why are we even having this discussion?
Okay, but also if I didn't pick first, also I would not trade up because if you did take Nick Anderson, I could just take Orgy and I would be just as happy.
I mean, you were barely finishing your digestif after your dessert. You're sipping on your dessert wine and Smoke Monday blows out his ACL.
That's right.
Poor Smoke Monday.
I was on my amuse-bouche.
If I'm Nick Anderson, I'm shitting my pants at the prospect of Dave picking.
That's right.
Yeah, actually, I should call him and warn him.
The frightening thing is me and Kevin did a podcast and Kevin like went through all the UDFAs and knew the razes and the heights and the where they should have been drafted. And it's always frightening.
So what's the order this year?
That's a good question.
We all know I pick last, obviously.
And I'm first.
I think Dave picks first. Actually.
I think I'm second.
Yeah, I think it's Dave.
Yeah, because Kevin's guy was on the practice squad and played late in the year. Ralph, you were next. You were second best because Lewis Kidd was on the roster.
Yeah, so it's Dave, Thomas, Kevin, me, and you.
Yeah. Who do you like?
Basically,
Andrew?
Same as last year. Almost.
Same as last
I think.
Year.
Almost.
Yeah. By the way, my UDFA son, he led the XFL in rushing. Just so.
But who do you like?
Wow. Dave, you're going to have to slide into my DMs. I refuse to engage in UDFA talk with Ralph.
It's just disgusting.
You're going to have to find me. You're going to have to find me on a different medium.
It's the most hurtful thing that Andrew's ever done to me. He won the contest anyway, and he's still mad.
Andrew's making noise, guys. Ralph saved him.
And I don't even remember the guy's name that I picked. That's how sad it is. So
I've actually got to admit I was hoping Andrew would tell me because then I was going to threaten to take that person and then make Andrew do something stupid to trade up.
Tom, I'm picking
Nick Anderson no matter what, it doesn't matter, but I really wanted to see if I could trick
him. Wait, does Kevin get to pick first? Was that part of the trade agreement?
Oh, that's right. Wait, Kevin, what? No, Kevin gets to pick first. That's right. Kevin gets to pick
his
first.
Number
yeah,
one.
You to pick Smoke Monday, you moved up in the draft last year. You exchanged picks with Kevin.
That's right.
So he gets your slot this year.
All right. That's right.
So
he'll take Orgy too.
No, he's going to shake. He's taking Shaq Davis, 100%. Thomas, give us a donation update before we get to our next topic, which, by the way, thanks everybody for donating.
Chili is obviously still in the lead with 10K bits. King DZ right after him, 800 bits, and Hatchet John with Budridge, 500 bits each.
Head Chili did it with one fell swoop. He
one
just
shot.
Dropped it all in one thing. Okay, that's proof. We don't need this is quality, not quantity. I don't need 400 bits at a time. Just fucking drop them all at the same time. Just give us 5,000 in one shot. Come on,
dump your load all at once.
This isn't a slot machine. Just come on.
Solve your problems with aggression.
I think Ralph, next week that you should do one of those like triple pickle drinks. You can mix a little vodka or something with it, but something god awful like that.
They have a chocolate one in there. And I will do it. And I will pull it next week. And we will. It's chocolate.
Like a chocolate liqueur, like a Godiva.
I don't know. It's chocolate flavored, and it's from 2015. So
that was a good year for chocolate.
So now we got with our next topic for the podcast. It's something that Thomas created, and I love this idea. He took all of our mock drafts. and he did our mock drafts versus reality, what happened. But Thomas, you didn't tell me which one, who are you going to put up first?
So that's who are you up to start you. That's with? Up to you, Rolf.
I guess we could start. We could start with me. Look, Andrew can go last because we know he.
I think Kevin should go last.
Okay, Kevin should go last. So I'll go first. So put mine up there. And this is what Thomas did is he said, hey, who did we pick for the Saints and where did they go? So I did pretty well. Jalen Carter, I had the Saints trading up to 10 to get Jalen Carter at 10. He went 9 to Philly. I think that should be the same because the Philly didn't trade up to get him, so he was 9 or whatever.
Okay. Now with the 71st pick, you picked a guy that wound up getting
222. That was a miss.
Is that the 7th round or the 6th round?
That's the 7th round. McBride. Did he? Can people in the chat? Can you tell me?
That was a compensatory pick.
Did he commit a crime? Did he commit a crime? Did he lose an appendage? Did he
I'll tell you appendage? What crime. I'll tell you what crime he committed getting drafted by
you. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, he was mocked in the 7-8 mocks that I did. He was going in like the 3rd to the 5th round. Like, that didn't seem like an extreme pick that I did. But Nikolai says, drop your load all at once, Ralph Marlboro 2023. It's right. So I feel like this is, I hit 2 out of 3. I had Laporta going 40.
Define a hit.
I mean, like, Carter is one pick away, right? Laporta, I had him going 40 to the Saints. He went 34
yes,
to
yes,
the
Yes, congratulations.
Lions.
2 of the 3 picks, you were within 6 picks of accurately predicting where they would go. You completely got the wrong teams. The Saints didn't draft a tight end at all. But yeah, you were spot
they
on.
They traded otherwise. One. I give myself a B+. I said, isn't that
this is a C+ level.
All right. Well, so go to
we're not gonna like mine.
Well, go to Dave's next, Thomas. Go to Dave's next.
Mine felt so accurate.
Dave, you were saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, mine felt so right, so real.
Wow. I think I wish that Tomas would pull the sound clips from that because you're like, you're welcome. You know Mickey Loomis is doing this. Like, I just gave you the actual draft that will happen.
Yeah, it's true. I did say that. A lot of it is confidence. You got to have confidence. But anyway, it did sound accurate. I can't
the guy,
even pronounce
the guy
his
you
name.
Picked 20th went 110th overall.
To the Colts. And then I picked Cam Smith at 40 and he went at 51 to the Dolphins. And actually, everybody was really excited that I picked Cam Smith. I feel like
overdrafted.
I feel like people felt like they were surprised that Cam Smith was even available at 40. And he wound up going 51. So, and then obviously the 71, I kissed that goodbye to trade up. most surprising thing from this draft. And Ralph and I think we will both accept responsibility and admit it.
That's right.
We both thought there was no way that 71st.
No,
pick
well,
was
this gets an F. And if you combine the two picks that Dave made, he was only off with the two picks combined by 101 spots. Wow.
Okay, but that's still less than what Ralph was. Much. Ralph was off by like 200 on the
right.
one pick
alone. I mean, the Saints not trading up was a stolen.
We'll still get to Kevin.
Honor. So, your dad says, Andrew, UAB is a misaligned D2 school. That's right. That's why I didn't get picked. So go to Kevin's. We'll do Andrew's last because I want the least amount of gloating from Juge that I have to hear as possible. So go to Kevin's.
Maybe we should skip his.
So ooh. Kevin.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Wow. You'd think the guy that did 850 mock drafts would be better.
I take back every nice thing I said about Kevin.
Wow, me too. I take all the nice things I've been saying about him the last week about how he's our draft expert.
Well, Tyjae Spears, he was only two picks off. That was something.
I mean, Darius
so his first Rush. Pick, Darius Rush, he had him going at 71. He actually went at 138.
That's a big one.
He was only two spots off with Tyjae Spears, the Tulane running back. Next, he picked Carl Brooks at 80. Carl Brooks went 179, so he was off by 99 slots there.
Three rounds.
And then the last guy, a guy from Texas, Ojemo, he went 95th to Kevin. In reality, he went 249.
That's almost
Ojemo. I want somebody in the chat. He's another guy. Like, he was rated as like a third round pick. Did he crime draft weekend and that's why he fell like that?
This is embarrassing by Kevin. Is it? He should be ashamed.
This shows the same lack of decision making as his dating life. Dude,
that's right. Octoris said the same thing. Kevin's guesses were as good as his love life. Man, yeah, people are mean. He's not even here to defend himself.
It's nature. It's not nurture. he was just born with the ability to have.
Nikolai
terrible
says I was off by 158 picks total. Wow. Wow. So go to Juge last. Here we go. This is going to be just, he's just going to take a victory lap.
I'm going to take a dump.
This is going to be gross. Oh my God.
Oh, weird. Brian Brissy, 29th overall. I projected that. That's so weird. That's what actually happened.
Oh God. Here we go.
And, you know, I picked Keon White at 40 only because Isaiah Foskey was gone. In the mocks that I did, I would have picked Isaiah Foskey if I knew.
You did there. Say that too. Fuck you, I hate you.
I said exactly those words.
You did.
Keon White ended up going 46, so I was only off by six picks there. And then in the third round, I picked a receiver, Cedric Tillman, at 71. He goes 74 to the Browns.
Thank you. All right, by three picks. He donated 1,000 bits.
All right. Look,
Andrew,
look,
I want to ask.
Are you guys ready to admit that I'm a genius?
No, Andrew, yes.
I'm good looking. You're not very attractive. I'm smart. You're dumb.
You berate people and they become sources.
I'm a good person.
You're evil incarnate.
You have sources and we don't. Admit it.
First of all, I'm fit. You're fat.
You have two working arms, I don't.
It's easier to heap praise on Kevin because you kind of feel bad for him. like you, Andrew, you've got it all. You've got a family, kids. You're rich.
Giant mansion.
You're rich, whatever. So, you know, we can take shots at you. It's fine. We know you can
take
it.
Victory lap from Juju. Yeah,
it's fine. You can just get in your private jet and fly off to Paris. It doesn't matter. But I do have to say, you did an incredible job. You fucking nailed it.
It's disgusting.
I will say this podcast is greater for having you. People should actually take you seriously.
Maybe I should show up on time next week.
Maybe. That would be nice, huh?
All that being said, go fuck yourself.
Dave, the check's in the mail.
Here's the thing. I didn't necessarily ask this question today, but I said it and asked people in the chat. And I want to ask you too, Andrew. I feel like the Saints' entire draft hinges on, were they correct in picking Foskey or White? Like, I think in 2 to 3 years, we'll look back on the draft. And I think it's going to be a good draft. I think it's going to be solid. But I think if they are right and they picked Foskey over White and Foskey ends up being good and White ends up not being good, because that's how it goes in the draft. One ends up being good and one ends up being not so good. I think that's the key to this draft being like an A plus or like a B.
Ooh, check the timestamp, Dave. This feels like something you put in your phone calendar.
It does.
It sure does. By the way,
check the timestamp on this.
Big JMC said, if Juge has a private jet, I'm done here. That was a joke. I definitely do not have a private jet. I wish.
At least officially.
Yeah. If I keep prognosticating draft picks like this, I might have one soon, though.
For IRS purposes, he doesn't have one.
That's right. What were we just talking about?
Mr. Stephen Juge does have a private jet.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. He doesn't have a jet.
He also wishes. what were you just talking about? I just lost my train of thought.
Foskey or White?
Oh, yeah.
That's the key to the draft.
Wait, are we going to go back to the Dotson thing? Have we done that yet?
Dotson. Well, I mean...
No, we haven't done it yet.
We mentioned it. Thomas was like, we did it, and like literally like dropped the clip. He's like, you dumb cripple, we did that in January.
We had a segment with that. And you tapped the cable.
There goes Ralph tripping the cable. But wait, so Thomas, you're saying we already did this? We talked about Jahan Dotson being bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have no recollection.
Like we had a segment with all the timestamps from the season.
We did it.
All right. Well, check the timestamp. I feel like now this is another one. Dave, can you put this in your calendar and your phone or something?
I can.
Put it in your phone, Dave.
Let's eyeball this.
Keon White or Fosky Bear.
December 15th, something like that.
That's when you want before the season ends.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. December.
Fosky or Keon White, who should they have picked?
I'm going to put it on Monday the 18th. So either we're recording on Monday or we're recording the day after.
Perfect.
Right. What's the question? What's the question here?
Fosky Bear or White?
Keon Fosky. White or Fosky? Isaiah Fosky. Right.
And then what's today's date?
May the 2nd.
Okay. So that way I know what show to go back to.
Before we get to Finger Guns, I want to remind everybody that they can sub for free every month using Amazon Prime because everybody in the world has Amazon Prime. You can subscribe on Twitch using your Amazon Prime account, not just once. You can do it every month. It supports the show. It doesn't cost you anything, and we appreciate it. So you should do it. So Thomas, hit the tickets to the top so I can do Finger Guns. God, that.
Who is it, Keon? Keon who?
Keon White. The cranberry vodka that tasted like dirt and was chalky hit me hard.
Right. Who is better, Fosky or Keon White? May 2nd, big show.
That's right.
Perfect. Setting for December 18th, 2023, 8 p.m. Got it.
Hit the take it to the top, Thomas. I'm slurring my words. Can you imagine, Andrew, if they had drafted Bijan Robinson and I had to do six of these? I would just be passed out on the on my chair. Like, that would have been a nightmare.
Who was the most bendy player that the Saints drafted?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say probably Fosky Bear is more bendy. Breezy doesn't look bendy.
Can we just call him Breeze? Oh, shit.
Andrew's dad just donated 11,500 bits.
Dropping that private jet money.
Go get the chocolate, Ralph. Go get the chocolate.
We got the G5 money.
You donated that much. I'll just drink the chocolate one top of the show next week for you. I promise.
Jesus.
The chocolate one scares me. Listen. Andrew, you better be on time next week because the chocolate one may kill me or make me incapacitated. So I'm just saying. So Thomas, hit us with the first question.
Okay, first question.
My dad just went from the top rope. Sorry.
He did.
Yeah, from behind the tree. From Saints Rabbit, first question. With the trading of...
I'm not a big fish guy.
In mind, what remaining Peyton era players would you all like to offer to Denver?
That's a great question.
Andrew's Pete. Send Andrew's Pete on the first train to Denver.
Who can they trade that doesn't detonate the cap like a nuclear bomb?
No one.
you
know who Sean Payton would give up the most for?
Taysom.
Yeah,
I mean, here's the thing: if Sean Payton, Andrew, if he would give you a 2025 second round pick, would you detonate your cap and give him Taysom?
Probably not. my dad, and I'm not just saying this because he dropped the mother load on us, but he just said Jameis. That's the correct answer.
That is the correct answer. Jameis, one of one.
I think I would actually offer Denver one of our draft picks to take Jameis Winston.
Wow.
Traquan Smith.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Next question.
Wait a minute. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about the bougie contests. I have a question for Andrew. Andrew, have you ever in your life, for any reason, flown on a private jet?
Never.
Okay. Wow. Just making sure. Because that would have ended it.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
How to be like...
That would have ended the contest. For the record, I have never even come close to it, so I just want to be that clear.
Never. No.
Private jet. Holy shit. Okay. Next question from Bruce HC. You would need a private jet to fly to Scotland, to Bruce HC. He asks, I feel a deep affinity for Ted Lasso after the first round. Which pick will turn me into Roy Kent?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't get this question.
I don't really understand it.
Well, yeah, you gotta watch.
I know who Roy Kent is, but
so
I still
is he saying Roy Kent is kind of like the mean, angry character deep down,
heart of gold.
Yeah, heart of gold.
But so, like, is he saying which pick would turn him really surly?
Is it like a pick that's like going to be great but washed up? It's kind of confusing. Yeah, I would say that pick is going to be...
Wait. Mr. Juge.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. He is set. Tell the people, Dave. We hit the breaking news siren.
Mr. Juge has said that he has flown on a private jet 4 or 5 times.
So he didn't invite me.
So I feel like osmosis.
I know that.
I feel like osmosis that transfers to Andrew.
But it just proves the theory that your dad's cooler than you.
We already knew that. No doubt there.
We still need
Andrew,
another.
You were a baby. Apparently, you were a baby. This is
we
what,
still
your dad
need,
was
like a small freaking baby.
You were a baby.
We still need another episode of Mr. Juge story time where he tells stories about Andrew.
Right.
Living in
he says it no, but he had a buddy that flew a private jet to Virginia Beach. Dad, like you were on a private jet like like 2 years ago.
Like, if it has a propeller, it's not a private jet. It's got to have a jet engine.
Okay.
You will always be his baby.
Yeah, that's true. Fair point. what was the question again?
Yeah, that's right. I lost track of where we were.
Sorry.
Yeah, I probably already answered. Okay, question. Ted Lasso question.
Oh, Lasso.
Roy Kent.
Well, I mean, I think the answer's got to be Jake, a.k.a. Jack.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kaner. I think that's. I think he's going to turn you into Roy Kent after he throws his second pick in the preseason. You're going to be like, this is Ian Book all over again.
Well, I don't know anything about what's the punter guy's or the kicker guy's name? What's his name?
No idea.
No, the guy we drafted. Didn't we draft a guy? Well, who's the guy with the tattoos?
Oh, that's a punter.
Yeah, what's his name?
Headley. Lou Headley.
He looks.
You tripped like the wire again.
Yeah, Headley looks like he should be rude and obnoxious, but he's probably like the nicest guy you've ever met.
Probably
helps old ladies across the street.
Yeah,
like every Miami dude.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like Aaron Hernandez.
He probably took a picture with that kid after he saved his life.
Aaron Hernandez, sure. Is Florida, Dave. Don't be giving him to the Hurricanes.
Next question.
All right, next question from Don Checo. Who would be the biggest old dude desperation signing at this point? Mercedes, Lewis, Ngakoue, or Zeke?
Oh, that's a great question. Andrew, you want to take that one?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that Thomas is from Poland. English isn't his first language. And he just nailed Ngakoue. I mean, he just freaking nailed that like a linguistic champion. And Ralph, like, can't
and
be
Zeke
bothered.
Too. And Zeke, too,
he can't
way.
He can't be
Zeke,
bothered to pronounce Jake properly.
That's right.
But,
isn't
you know, the
Mercedes?
I mean, at least Ngakoue and Zeke Elliott, like, at least they could claim being good at one point, I think. Somehow Mercedes Lewis is like managed to stay in the league despite never really being that good. So
he had the 1 year where he caught like 20 touchdowns though.
I mean, I'm going with Lewis. To me, that's just like, that's when you let everyone know that tight end is just as bleak. Yeah.
That's a Wednesday of week one signing where you're like, Oh!
I mean, how long has he been out of the? First of all, I thought his name was Mercedes Lewis.
It is.
He's not been out of the league. He's been playing for like 20 years. He's getting close to 40.
He's still in the league, though.
Yes, he's still in the league.
Seriously?
Yes. Like,
holy cow.
Jacksonville, Green Bay, like, yeah, he's been bouncing around, man. He's like 38, 39. Yes.
Jesus. All right. Okay.
Yeah, he's like an NBA player.
He's like Garrett Temple. He's like a guy that was never good that just keeps getting jobs.
That's right. Because it tight end, man, if you can do one skill, if you can block or you can catch, you can play forever. That's right.
Next question.
Get this, Dave. He's been since 2012 when he caught 52 balls in 2012. he has remained in the league for 10 years. Never catching more than 25 balls in a season.
Wow. Legend.
It's
still better than Troutman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus. So, let's sign Lewis.
No arguments there.
Fills the Troutman gap.
Okay, next question. Final question of the show. Who is more likely to finally step up this year and actually contribute to the team? Bourne or Turner asks.
I can't believe this is even a question. To me, this is a no-brainer. Zach Bond.
Maybe
we've said positive things about Zach Bond. When Zach Bond has been healthy, we had a lot of positive.
Have we?
Yeah.
When
he was healthy, I thought we had a lot of positive things. He's looked good in games when he's played. I don't know. But anyway, my answer would be Bond. Turner is like 1 year behind Davenport.
I think Dave, you're confusing Zach Bond for literally any other player on the Saints that's made one play.
No, I'm not.
Here's the thing. I think Dave, his whole theory for it being Bond is incorrect and based on nonsense. But I think he's correct. But I think he's correct because here's the thing.
Turner is even worse.
Well, no, Turner is worse. But here's the thing that last year the Saints played the Carolina Panthers in a meaningless game. The game meant nothing. Okay, and they started Trevor Penning. They started Trevor Penning at on the offensive line, and they were like, Peyton Turner, you're so bad, you're not even going to play in a game that meant nothing. And he was healthy. He was a healthy DNP coach's decision. That is a flashing red light, the equivalent of Stanley Jean-Baptiste not playing in 2014 when the Saints needed any healthy corner they could find. So I think the answer is Bond, even though Dave's rationale.
Well, Bond, so they lost Caden Ellis and like the competition. I mean, he's going up against like DeMarco Jackson and Andrew Dowell. So like, there's no competition right now at linebacker behind DeMario and
Nick Anderson
and Warner. Yeah, right. So I think the path to the field for Bond is much better and much easier. And like the Saints like to play with three linebackers sometimes in certain situations. And so, you know, I think Bond would be on the field in those situations. And I mean, you look at Turner right now, like the Saints are starting to get pretty deep at defensive end. Like he's behind Passanio, he's behind Granderson, he's behind Cam Jordan. Foskey's in the mix now, so like I don't know if Turner's gonna play. I mean, he's got more guys that are kind of decent that he has.
Final serious football question before we get out of here, Andrew. Is there a chance that they trade Peyton Turner for pennies on the dollar before
trade?
Like, trade
gonna,
for like a,
somebody's gonna give like, us something?
Yeah,
for him?
Like a seven.
He has value.
Like a seven,
you know. I mean, maybe someone would give the Saints like a fifth or a sixth, you know, for Peyton Turner at this point, just to take a flyer on a kid that was drafted in the first round on a rookie deal. So, I think it's possible. I think it's possible. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, we didn't really talk about the Troutman trade too much, but
we did. What round was that?
Here's the thing. They gave up a seventh and Troutman to move up to go get a sixth to go draft A.T. Perry. And like, let's not forget, they gave up four picks to get Troutman. So like, I don't think we're talking enough about how big of a massive disaster that trade was.
2020 draft is a bust.
That pick and that trade was absolutely terrible.
The entire 2020 draft, the Saints, they would have been better off if they had just said, listen, COVID has devastated the world. We're not doing a draft. We'll see you in 2021. They'd have been better off.
That was our version. That was the DA version of of 2020, that was still Peyton. Was that still Peyton?
That was 2020 was still Peyton. Of course, I think it's...
Like the Kyrie... What was the Kyrie Fort draft?
2014.
Yeah.
That was Kyrie Fort. When you have a chance to draft a player that falls asleep in meeting because he's narcoleptic, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
If you count what we gave up to get Troutman, A.T. Perry cost us... this is Osman saying this. Osman 64. A.T. Perry cost us a fourth, two fifths, two sevenths,
and Troutman. Wow.
I hate him so much.
A.T. Perry better. He better be Colston. He better
can you
be.
Just say, Andrew, can you say that again? Can you say that again?
So A.T. Perry, cost the Saints a fourth round pick. Uh-huh. So they took
what
him
year? In 2020.
They took him in the sixth, mind you.
Right.
All right. But he cost them a fourth.
In what year? What year?
2020.
Okay. A 2020 fourth round pick.
Yeah. Two fifths.
Two 2020 fifth round picks.
Yep. A seventh in 2020. A seventh in 2023. And Adam Troutman.
Wow.
The Saints had to give up all those things for A.T. Perry.
A.T. Perry better be amazing. He better be in the...
I mean, is that... And this is like, this isn't even A.T. Perry's fault.
He better be in the Ring of Honor.
This isn't, well, okay, this isn't A.T. Perry's fault. And honestly, like, this is like 2 years of just accumulation here. But I mean, is that more pressure than being like Reggie Bush and just being like the second overall push? Like a team spending, like, they almost, like, seriously, like, almost an entire draft class was spent.
Yeah.
For him
I'm not sure Trey Lance had this much pressure.
That's right.
Right. So is that worse than,
I mean,
than Ricky Williams? Or is that worse than, I said, somebody being,
it's on par. It's on Ricky Williams level. I'm not even joking. That's not even hyperbole.
No,
so does Dennis Allen need to wear a wedding dress? is that what you're saying?
Well, no, because that's the funny thing is, like, this situation, this spans not decades, but this spans administrations.
Years.
Yeah, years, but also coaching administrations. This started with Peyton and Troutman, and spending 18. 4 freaking draft picks to get Troutman.
If Troutman catches 30 passes, I'm going to be so sad.
Troutman was the Pandora's box, man.
It's crazy because he went to Denver. Like, Peyton wanted him. Like, Peyton knows him. He wants him. There's something about Troutman Peyton loves. What is that? I think that's what we should be talking about. Like,
he's so naked.
What is it about Adam effing Troutman, middle name effing, that Sean Payton
also liked Ian Book.
They're going to fuck each other next.
What is that? Where did that soundbite come from?
I don't know, but I love it.
That's a secret. Like, Thomas, that's a secret.
He has these weird soundbites that he has for Kevin that he loads in the holster and just uses them for other things. Thomas, before we get out of here, give us the MVP. Give us the final tally for the MVP results before we get out of here.
Oh, man, legendary show. Andrew's dad is the MVP with 1,100.5K bits. Head chili.
How many of your parents have been show MVP? Check that one for the bougie meter.
And on a private jet.
Yeah.
That's right.
Also, thanks to Budridge, King DZ, and Hatchet John for supporting the show.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who donated. We're the best Saints community anywhere. Thanks for listening and supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com and become a patron and support the show. We can't do it without you guys. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Andrew. I'm not thanking Kevin because he didn't show up. He had to stay
at work. You know how I made the Shaq and Penny joke?
Yes.
You know, I was like, Anthony and Shaq are in the Saints UDFA class.
Orlando.
I just realized that Orlando Magic team also had a guy named Nick Anderson.
No way. Right. Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This is kind of crazy. The 2023 UDFA Sun Draft will be the Magic Draft. So, and by there the way, go. Thanks
That's
to Thomas.
That is kind of wild.
Thanks to Thomas, the best producer on Earth, running the show back in Poland, doing an amazing job. Remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you should support the one that wins awards. We're going to win that freaking award for best sports podcast in Louisiana. We're going to win that shit again in 2023.
Run it back.
So, guys, until next time, the bar is closed.
I call next plaque.
Kevin, take Nick Anderson first overall.